It's called the Haitian Inspiration Tour, and nearly all members of the Team Zarian soccer team lost limbs in the 2010 earthquake. The team's visit is being co-sponsored by a U.S. service group, the Knights of Columbus.
Many of them were playing soccer before the earthquake, before they lost their limbs. Now they're relearning how to do that and showing everybody in Haiti, and that this is a big deal in Haiti. Everybody's watching. Everybody knows about this in Haiti.
Team Zarian's founder and captain is 27-year-old Wilfred Messina, who lost his right leg in the earthquake.
I did not know if I can play soccer anymore. And then when I get physiotherapy by a medical hospital in Haiti, and I feel very comfortable, and then I use my crutches very well, then now I see I can play soccer again.
Zarian is the Creole word for tarantula, and Messina explains the team's special jersey logo.
This side have four legs, the other side have three legs. That means if that spider lost one leg, the life still continue. You can do everything like you have two legs.
It is clear these Haitian soccer players are skilled, and they demonstrated a number of drills for the amputees in the U.S. military.
It's been an outstanding experience for their team as well as our guys. I think a lot of our guys see the positive outlook on the patients from Haiti and see how they're dealing with their injuries and how through sport they're able to maintain a positive outlook.
As for all games, prosthetics are removed and left on the sideline. That is no different for this exhibition in Washington against the U.S. national amputee team. Players use their one good leg and crutches to move the ball. Goalkeepers have both legs, but only one arm. Army First Lieutenant Cameron Kerr lost part of his left leg in Afghanistan early this year when he stepped on an explosive device.
This is pretty critical. Events like this and adaptive sports like this are instrumental in helping us see what's possible and then, I mean, helping us get there too. So not only seeing that it's an option, but really helping us in terms of the training and the actual fun of playing soccer again.
Kerr added that he and other amputees have to get used to what they call the new normal. That is, realizing that their legs are not going to grow back and they need to keep pushing ahead and making the best of it.
Yeah!
Park Brewer, VOA News, Washington.